This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is a contributor to Audiophile, and he's my co-pilot this week. And boy, you've been listening to a wide range of books this month.
And none as unique or wide-ranging or monumental as this week's The Free World by Louis Menand, read by David Kolatchy.
Well, I'm a fan of Louis Menand. I loved The Metaphysical Club.
Well, this is a more wide-ranging book, if such a thing is possible, because he is brilliant. This one is a little different because it is a little bit tinctured with a lot of opinions, and some of which you said, well, listen, you know, I don't know if I needed that, especially in a book that's more than 30 hours. But it is first rate, let me say this, and it's a monumental work, and I've bought it as a book, and I've recommended it as an audiobook. I'm not the biggest fan, to be candid, of Kolatchy, but he does capture the kind of professorial tone that is mixed in this book with the kind of storytelling tone. It runs on sort of two levels. One, there's lots of stories that he has clearly researched and put a lot of work into, A. But B, there's a lot of scene setting, a lot of giving you what was going on in the arts and politics, especially during this rich period in American history.
Yeah, I thought that basically the thesis of the book was, and believe me, this is so reductive, it's not even funny, that the Cold War was also a contest of ideas and culture. And this was kind of what was germinating in the West during this time, especially in the U.S.
I think it's a little more focused on the U.S. than that. I mean, the Cold War is the overhanging, as the clouds above the continent. But he really is very focused on what's happening here, sometimes serendipitously. Some things that go on are just because they're happening at that moment. I'm not sure you could argue that the action painters, the abstract expressionists, were so much a creature of the antagonism with Russia. But you certainly could argue that what happens in American art and the influence of the government, which has a little role in the previous novel, but comes through very clearly here, that the, you know, U.S. Information Agency, which was basically an arm of the CIA, had an outsized effect on how American art and culture was exported. Menand is really good on matters relating to literature and political thought, and I think he's very, very good on modern art.
Well, it's also an interesting time because, yes, it's the Cold War, but then it's also that period right after World War II and the enormous destruction that happened in the world. And artists, you know, react and respond to society. They don't exist outside of it. They're a part of it.
I think you're absolutely right. And it's probably no accident that the artists responded in a more abstract way. This is probably not the moment when realism that we saw in American fiction in the 30s and that you saw in American art and for that matter, European art was at its high point. It's a time where people are reassessing what life means and what art means. Now, he doesn't have much about architecture and sculpture, which I thought was a little bit in an audiobook that is this monumental. But you learn a tremendous amount of history and a lot of politics. And there's a lot of great work on Lionel Trilling, Hannah Arendt, and others. He's extremely good at profiling thought leaders.
Yeah, he's an intellectual historian, I think. I'm a great fan of his and have been for years. So let's hear a little.
So this section really defines what he's about.
All right. This is The Free World by Louis Menand, and it's read by David Kolatchy.
The United States used its financial leverage to push American goods on foreign markets. It established military bases around the globe and intervened in the eternal political affairs of other states, rigging elections, endorsing coups, enabling assassinations, and supporting the extermination of insurgents. A Cold War rhetoric, much of it opportunistic and fear-mongering, was allowed to permeate public life, and the nation invested in a massive and expensive military buildup that was out of all proportion to any threat.
God, I have to say, this is exactly what I think of when I think of the 50s, and Kolatchy's voice is oddly suited to it.
Yes, he has that kind of from the pulpit way of addressing, don't you think?
That 50s television voice.
He does. He could have easily been with John Cameron Swayze.
Right, exactly. There's something, it's reminiscent of that, which it is, truly, you know, is. It works.
It truly is.
Okay, that is The Free World by Louis Menand, read by David Colaci. It's a whopping 30 hours. So if you're going across country, it would not be the worst thing to be listening to.
Absolutely
Alan, thank you.
true.
Thanks, Alan. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Me too. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind, featuring dramatized adaptations of comics like Archie, Dark Horse, Vault, Dynamite, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.